Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting.
Paul? Here.
Gallagher? Johnson?
Here.
Spranger?
Here.
Bolliger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. Its responsibility to determine the city's zoning ordinances as applied to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go and visit the site in question and usually comes to make a decision at the meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the meeting of July the 10th, 2014?
I'd make a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Roll call, please, Lisa.
Paul?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yep.
Bolliger?
Yes. Aye. We have three cases tonight. One has been withdrawn. It's case number 14-056 at 5636 Caverns Crossing in R3 District. The second one is case 14-062 at 4889 Allen Road. It's a request for a variance to allow a six-foot-high fence in a required front yard submitted by Aaron Stenson. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located at the intersection of Allen Road and Summer Tree Avenue. It's just west of Crow Creek Park, and the site is indicated on the graphic being displayed before you. This particular site involves a very large easement that goes up through the rear of it. The easement runs north and south. It is the Magellan Petroleum Pipeline easement. Before ever coming to the board or filling out an application, staff did require that contact be made with the Magellan Pipeline Company, and the applicant has secured an encroachment agreement. So a fence may be placed in that easement in accordance to all of the rules and regulations and supervision of the pipeline company. The applicant would like to place a six-foot-high fence surrounding the rear portion of the yard. Portion of that fence will be in the required setback area adjacent to Summer Tree Avenue. This portion of the fence is in the setback. A four-foot fence surrounding the property, regardless of location, is allowed. But because this is a six-foot fence and there are two street frontages on this lot, a variance is required before it can be authorized to be that high. The board has been receptive to six-foot-high fences on corner lots and through lots, but you've kind of been focusing on areas that are adjacent to heavily traveled four-lane roadways or areas that are associated with recreational trails and things like that. At each of your spots, you should have two letters that staff received from neighbors who are objecting to the request. With conversations just before the meeting with Mr. Chairman, he pointed out that we did have a similar request to this just 1 year ago, if you'll recall, over at the intersection of Susan Court and Greenbrier Drive, and that also was requesting a fence in the setback adjacent to Greenbrier Drive, and the board did not approve that request. Staff could not locate any type of precedence to point out for you where it is adjacent to a standard residential street that has standard 4-foot sidewalks on there. I believe that summarizes the request before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go to the podium, please, and state your name and address, please?
Hello, my name is Kara Stetson. I live at 4889 Allen Road. Obviously, I'm here in approval of this variance, mainly for privacy reasons. I know you mentioned before you're looking at six-foot fences for recreational areas or highly trafficked areas. Devil's Glen does carry a lot of traffic with it that does come onto Summer Tree. Because of the decline of Summer Tree Avenue, we get a lot of headlights and a lot of cars that come down there that do disrupt us when we're inside the house. And also, if we're outside in the backyard, we do have a lack of privacy there as well. Whether it's a 4-foot fence or a 6-foot fence, it is going to go in. So if that extra 2 feet of height makes a difference, I would kind of like to know why. If we do put in the 4-foot fence, we probably will put in some bushes or hedges or something else to give us that additional height for privacy. And those bushes or hedges or trees would probably be over 6 foot. So I guess that's all I really have to say. I just don't know what the difference between the 4-foot or the 6-foot would make as far as appearance goes. We are putting in a highly professional 6-foot vinyl white fence, so I do think it would be very aesthetically pleasing as well. So there won't be, you know, maintenance or upkeep on it as far as that goes. But really just to offer our family some additional privacy and also the neighbors additional privacy from having to see everything we do, even the folks driving down Summer Tree.
What type of fence are you considering installing?
Creative deck and fence is going to, we were considering installing a 6-foot vinyl white fence.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Did you have anything else to say, ma'am?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay. Thank you.
Unless you have any more, unless you have any
does
questions.
Does anyone here have any questions of Mrs.
Not this time, not me.
Not right now.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this fence? Would you like to speak, ma'am? Go ahead. Yes, please. State your name and address, please.
My name is Janice Bailey, residence 3389 Summer Tree Avenue. Mm-hmm. My spouse and I submitted a packet to the city council. I don't know if you have that in hand or not.
Mm-hmm. We do.
But basically what I'm going to do is read forth what we submitted. I asked you to bear with me. I've had my eyes dilated, so it might be a little difficult for me to even read what I've typed. We are not against anyone to secure their land for privacy or well-being of their children. However, we are asking that the City Council be aware of our views on the variance of the fence at 4889 Allen Road. Installing a 6-foot fence along Summer Tree Avenue will cause a hardship to the neighbors in accordance to the zoning ordinance conditions in letters D and E of the application. There will be an increased danger to public safety with the 6-foot fence. It would be increasing allowed fence line square footage that impedes the vision of backing out of our driveway. The sidewalk would not come into view until the rear bumper of our vehicle enters the street. Allowing the variance could be a detriment to the value of our property. The only way to gauge the market value of our home would only occur after the sale of our home. It is our opinion that having a 6-foot fence along the property line in front of our house would decrease our property value. The fence would take away the appeal and the appearance to the front yard of our home. The following mentioned exhibits of the pictures that would be shown pertain to our home and land that would be afflicted by the 6-foot fence. Exhibit 1A and B. This is the view from the inside of the house. The fence would appear to the left of the front window, obscuring the view of the sidewalk, which happens to be our dining room. 2A and B. Show the outside view of the home as we would sit out on our front porch. The blacking line area that you see noted is basically where the fence line would be. So as we're sitting out at our porch, that is what we will be looking at. The placement of the property pin in 3A. is showing on the other side of the utility box that is there. 3B is the side of the home will look like, in our opinion, an alleyway because of it going past the pipeline. So in essence, the side of our home, if you would envision a 6-foot fence on that side, it would be a narrow alleyway, as if you would see two businesses on opposite ends of the street. That's what you're looking at as you're driving along Summertree. 4A shows that there is no other fence along Summertree that has a fence out to the sidewalk. There is a unity and an accordance in the neighborhood of appearance out to the sidewalk. 4B, the fence line that surpasses the pipeline, if noted across the street in the picture, existing neighbors have not crossed the pipeline. Once again, there's a unity in the neighborhood. 5A, the property pin that is surpassed the pipeline is the boundary lines of the property whereas they're requesting for the fence line to go. As you will see, there is just a little bit of a variance between that property and theirs, not much to mow behind. 5B is an angle side view of our home that would become the alleyway appearance once again. Now, I'm not one on wind dynamics, but in future offset of thinking wind coming over a 6-foot fence and hitting my foliage on that side of the home. There is not that much foliage at this time as we are very busy, but we are in process of doing extensive landscaping to our surrounding area. This concludes my presentation.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this question? Go ahead, sir. Put your take your name and address, please.
My name is Wayne Expand. I live on 3382 Summertree, which is just across the street from said fence. I have a couple of issues. First one being, I feel bad that without this help on the extension of the ground, that the folks wouldn't have a very big backyard. However, when they bought the property, their abstract showed exactly what they were buying. And I guess that was fine at that time, but now all of a sudden it's too small. And I'm sure that the rest of us can't get by that way. One of the important factors I have is with a 6-foot fence. Summertree is on a school bus route picking up little children. And with a 6-foot fence, it's pretty blind down on that corner. Little kids could be running across the street there in Zippo. Besides that, it's quite a speedway down Summertree. There's teenagers, there's adults doing 40, 50 miles an hour down that street and back up it. So I'm sure you've considered the safety factor also. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else? Is there any questions from the board?
I have one. John, correct me if I'm wrong. In a front yard, you can have a 4-foot fence?
Yes.
At the property line?
Yes. So that it's clear for everyone in the audience here, the area where they want to put a fence is not the issue. It's whether it's going to be a 4-foot fence in this section or a 6-foot fence.
Right.
I have a question for staff.
Sure.
In most neighborhoods in our city that are as recently developed as this one is, there would be covenants that would be part and parcel to the existence of every property. So I think that it's important that the homeowners realize that regardless of what decision is done here tonight, your request, even if we approve it, it's probably still subject to approval by either a commission that stands or likely the five closest neighbors to you. So this is not the only step that you would need to go through for approval, most likely. But I don't know the exact circumstances of your neighborhood, but it's very likely that you have another step in your in this procedure.
Go ahead, sir.
Can I say something else?
Yes, sir.
Certainly.
I think the gentleman just spoke of something very important. Schaefer Farms consists of approximately 89 homes, and very proud people of their property. They maintain it very well, but it just doesn't conform to anywhere else in the neighborhood. And as Janice mentioned before, there's a lot of transfers in and out of Schaefer Farms. A lot of new buyers, and we sell houses just like that. But I'm just wondering, after seeing something like that next to the sidewalk, is going to be detrimental to our resale value. But again, I always felt that we had a beautiful area like most subdivisions, and everything's sort of uniform. Unfortunately, this house is just happens to be on a corner, and it's lying in one of those positions.
Thank you, sir. This commission has allowed fences along 18th Street where they're set back at some reasonable distance and where the traffic is considerable. Is there any other discussion among the board here?
Well, I'd like to, I have two things. Regarding where the property pin is, there's nothing that stops the, you know, from in our board, or as long as it conforms to the ordinance, they can build on that property. They have the, they own that property. So crossing the easement with the fence really isn't an issue, if I'm reading it correct.
They have the encroachment agreement from Magellan.
Exactly. So
that is what they had to have before they could come to us with anything. They have secured that, so yes, they can go right up to property lines.
Because it's their property and they have permission from the easement holder.
The Magellan will have people on site when this fence gets installed. And
right. Yeah. The second thing is the difference between the 4 foot and the 6 foot. I mean, I drove through that entire neighborhood and I didn't see where, you know, there are many 4 foot fences in the front yards right up to the street, which is perfectly within our ordinances. Mm-hmm. And you know, when it comes to 4 feet and 6 feet, I mean, there's a reason for it. And we, like John said, we turned down one along
Greenbrier and Susan.
Yeah, for these exact reasons. So you know, we don't have any real purview to state whether or not that fence goes on one side of the easement or another, and we don't have a purview to say that, you know, they can't put a fence in that front yard setback.
Okay.
It just can't be 6 feet. It can be up to 4 feet, and they don't have to get our approval for that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just explaining for the neighbors that our decision is merely whether or not we grant a variance for them to put a 6 foot fence in that area next to your house.
And regarding your observations about the neighborhood and the 4 foot high fences, that's all I was trying to point out in the staff report, is I couldn't find any precedents other than what is allowed by code.
And it's fairly common. This area is a little newer, so there's not a lot of fencing out there yet, but it's fairly common if you go to the south, mm-hmm. where it's a little more established, to see those 4 foot fences. Yes. Right up to the sidewalk.
Anyone else? Dave? Is there a motion on this item?
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we deny variance for case number 14062, a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence in the required front yard.
Is there a second?
I will second the motion.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes, and this is a motion to deny case number 14-062 at 4889 Allen Road.
Mr. Chairman, if I could make just a clarification point for the folks who are out here.
Okay.
We did not deny a fence tonight. All we denied was the 6-foot fence in this portion.
Right.
So,
had that been in a backyard, like the neighbor next door, it would be no problem. But
that includes along the back property line, there's a point where 25 feet perpendicular to the sidewalk, 26 feet, that it has to go down to a 4-foot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
that's just another clarification for the local property owners.
That could be the 6-foot fence, and then the rest of it in the dotted portion, which I don't do well on this prompter, could be a 4-foot fence. However, the combination, they'd like to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is case number 14-064 at 1118 Jones Street. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required side yard setback from 5 feet to 3 feet to allow for the construction of a garage submitted by Josh Yunkin. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this site is located on the north side of the 1100 block of Jones Street. It's just west of McManus Park, with the park being over here in this area. The site is outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to place a 24 by 30 foot garage in the rear yard, and instead of the 5-foot required on the side yard minimum, is asking to reduce that by 2 feet to make it a 3-foot side yard. In evaluating this, we always try to incorporate some building code and fire code issues into the request. By having the 3-foot separation, if this is approved, and the neighbor still having the required 5-foot separation, we will still have the minimum 8-foot separation needed between structures for fire separation. They always like to have that 8-foot so that fires don't leapfrog from one structure to another. It's been fairly common in these original areas of the city that have these legal non-conforming lots to request these types of setback variances. Current requirements for a lot in the zoning district would be a minimum 8,400 square feet. This lot has 6,250. The minimum lot width nowadays has to be at least 70 foot. Very seldom to even see it reduced to that 70 foot. This lot is 50 foot. So there are certainly some constraints that are placed on these original sections of town that aren't necessarily applicable to the sites being developed today. If allowed, staff notes that the request would be very consistent with the other garages that we're seeing in the area right here. Obviously, this one's not observing the 5-foot. That's not observing the 5-foot. Very difficult to see that black line there, but it doesn't appear that either of these two are either. And there's a reason for that. They want to get the garages over so that they have a pad that also allows for a parking pad beside them. Very common almost in every lot down here in this neighborhood. Not only are the lots non-conforming to today's standards, but neither are the streets. The streets are narrower too, so there's certainly a need. Staff does recognize that. I believe that is a summary of the request. Only thing I would correct to you, I believe I had a typo in my report that said the garage is going to be 24 by 32. That's wrong. It's 24 by 30. It will conform to the code that is allowed by code. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I did ask if there's an affidavit of publication.
Yes, sir, you did, and there is.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? You want to go to the podium, sir, and state your name and address, please?
Josh Unken, 1118 Jones Street. I'm just here to see if I can get it passed.
Is there anyone here that has a question for Josh?
No.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I move we approve case number 14064 to reduce the required side yard setback from 5 feet to 3 feet to allow the construction of this garage.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Then Mary seconded it. Would you call a roll, Lisa?
Hope?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spriner?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case number 14-064 at 1118 Jones Street has been approved. Is there anything else, John, for the...
A couple months ago, you made the charge to me to begin looking into an ordinance revision that perhaps would talk about interstate signs. And that was as a result of the Molo Oil that was just opening at the intersection of Middle Road and basically I-74. That sign is up. I'd ask you to take a look at it, see what your comments are. They conform to the things you wanted them to do. Even though they have the ability to make the LED portion larger, they are not using the entire portion there. So you can kind of see the difference between what you granted and what they were asking for, and give comments to staff, and we'll go from there.
I think it's very adequate.
That's a good demonstration, because it's really difficult.
Well, I recall you said that we'd like to see what that is before
we appreciate them putting the two different sizes up there so that we could compare them.
I think it improved that corner tremendously.
So
that's an understatement.
I would appreciate any comments you have. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We're adjourned. Thank you.